her tears all through the night. Hand in hand to a barbecue stand, right from her doorway we roam.
Each
stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. For we love anew, just as we used to do. When I'm deep in a dream of you, then...
Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
Okay, I'm going to take roll call. So I will start with Chair Paas.
Absent.
Commissioner Massey.
Here.
Commissioner Schneider.
Here.
Commissioner Uribe.
Here.
Commissioner Ibarra.
Here.
Commissioner Mannion.
Here.
Do I call myself Vice Commissioner or Vice Chair Sherry Bliss? I'm also present. And then we're now at any public comment.
There are no speaker slips.
Excellent. So then that takes us to our first presentation of the evening on the Census 2020 Make Goleta Count update.
Hello, everyone. I'm your Vice Chair and Commissioners. Thank you so much for being here tonight and for your commitment.
I'll start over. I will say... Welcome. Thank you all for being here. I'm Kelly Hoover. I'm the Community Relations Manager. I just want to start by saying thank you for your dedication for being on this important commission. And it is my pleasure. This is the, even though I presented last time briefly, I will be talking with you a lot tonight about all some of the great things that are going on in regards to public engagement. And I just thank you all for being here and for your commitment to this commission. So we are in the thick of Make Goleta Count. Last time we met, we were talking about how Census 2020 is coming. Well, it's pretty much here, and we are in the throes of doing everything we can to get our message out of, about how important it is to make Goleta count. You recall last time we met, we provided you with some stickers, which hopefully you put prominently on display. We have plenty more where those came from. So our campaign is Make Goleta Count, or Haz Que Cuente Goleta. We have on our website a page dedicated to Make Goleta Count with all sorts of information. It also links to the Santa Barbara County Census website. We are working very closely with the Santa Barbara Complete Count Committee, and we are regularly on phone calls with that committee and are involved with working together. But we also created a separate campaign that's just for Goleta because we really want to resonate with the community members here and really rally Goleta. So I think what's important to understand is really what is at stake for Goleta when it comes to Census 2020. And really, one thing that I know is important for your cause as well is district elections, which will be the first time coming up that the city has district elections. And what's important about census for Goleta is the information we obtain during the census is vital as we create district boundaries of equal size. So that information is going to be really important to us. We really need to see who lives where, how many people, how it's spread out. Also, if individuals in Goleta are not accurately counted in 2020, it could result in a loss of revenue for 10 years. That's serious. Federal funding to the city related to community development block grants, expended exclusively on programs for low and moderate income individuals and families. Library funding is really important, obviously, for Goleta, and that would be impacted if there were to be an undercount. Gas tax-related revenue allocations used for pavement. We all know how important keeping our roads safe are here in Goleta, and there's a lot of work we have done and still need to do. So we definitely don't want to see funding decrease for in that category. Any other special revenue fund that is allocated or awarded based on population, that will be impacted. And really, population changes also have an impact on the city's GAN limit. And what that does is it establishes a limit on the proceeds of taxes that may be appropriated for spending in a given fiscal year. So really, the takeaway from this is it's really important. Having an undercount would have a tremendous negative impact on Goleta, and all of us don't want to see that happen. So what are we doing? We're doing a lot. We have our Make Goleta Count, Haz Que Cuente Goleta campaign. And this campaign includes promotional material. We have stickers, we have pins, we have stress balls. We have items that we can pass out. And anytime there's an event in Goleta, we are at that event with tables and information booths. Any place we can think of is where we are. And you're going to see a lot of that coming up with Farmers Market, being at the Goleta Library, being at any type of public event over the next couple months. We also have a video that is actually being made right now with community members and leaders, kind of a cross-section, all talking about why this is important, and I think you're really going to enjoy this video. And it will be shown on March 3rd, 2020 at the City Council meeting, where there is going to be a resolution in support of Census 2020 and our Make Goleta Count campaign. So hopefully all of you will either come in person to that City Council meeting or definitely watch and also watch this video that we're excited about. And we're hoping that video is going to get a lot of playing time across all of our platforms, but also, on our Channel 19 and TV Santa Barbara will be playing it for us. And anybody else we can get to play it. You guys can play it on all of your...
Social media?
Yes, social media. You can share it, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, website. Anyone who wants to... share this link for the video, we'll be able to do that, and I encourage all of you to do so. Another thing that we are excited about is we are doing a Make Goleta Count Day. This is going to be a community celebration. It's going to be informative with information about Census 2020 and explaining the process, why it's important, answering questions, but it's also going to be a whole lot of fun. We're going to have music, food for purchase. When I say music, we're going to have a DJ, we're going to have face painting, we're going to have games, raffle prizes. So we really want this to be an opportunity for our community to get together, celebrate, and also really recognize the importance of Census 2020 and our community.
And what is that?
That is on Saturday, March 14th from 11 to 2. It's a Saturday, and it's going to be at Johnny D. Wallace Neighborhood Park. And I have flyers, but that was a great question because that's an important part. And we really hope you all come and bring your... This is going to be a family-friendly event and a whole lot of fun. So hopefully you all can make it and spread the word as well. We also are sending home a citywide postcard mailer that is going to go to every resident in Goleta. And it is going to outline some of the key points of why this is important. It's gonna promote our event, and we're excited about that going in the hands of everyone. I think that will be important. Also, we had the opportunity to take over the light post banners that you see throughout the city. There was an opportunity that they were available, and we were able to at least there's 80 of them, and we didn't go for all 80, but we're taking up 40 of them. So that will be, the big Make Goleta Count in English and in Spanish. That will be seen throughout our city. They go up in March, right? And they'll be up through June. So right when we needed them to be. So that worked out. We also are just partnering with everyone you can think of. Goleta Union, the school district, really everyone in town we are partnering with to make sure that we're getting our message out. Anytime we have an opportunity to do a speaking engagement, we're doing that. I just spoke to the Rotary, the Goleta Rotary, the nighttime group, which was a lot of fun. And anytime I have the opportunity to talk about census, we're doing that. We also are sending press releases out. I think you guys are probably getting bombarded with press releases from the city. We have one coming out here next week about our Make Goleta Count Day, and you're going to continue to get a lot of outreach on this. And really just frequent promotion across all of our platforms. So that's what we're doing. We're busy. How you can help. As public engagement commissioners, you are ambassadors for the city. We'd appreciate you just spreading the word about Census 2020 and about Make Goleta Count. And we also appreciate your ideas. Any questions or?
I do have a question. So as the commission, as a commission, do we have a specific role in it, or it's anything and everything that we want to do?
Really, you're one of the great purposes of this group is just always to be looking out for how we can engage the community. So if you have any ideas at all as to anything else we could be doing, obviously you see we're pretty much coming up with everything we can, but really just to support the efforts that we're already doing. And also if you tomorrow or next week think of an idea of something you think would be helpful, really I think the important part in all of this is it's an interesting time in our world right now. There's a lot of distrust of government, and we really want people to feel comfortable filling out the census and understanding why it's important. So that's another part of our messaging, is just really that information is confidential and by law cannot be used against you or shared. And really educating people as to when they're filling out the census, that they really need to make sure that they're counting every person in their household, whether they're related to them or not. And there's just a lot of questions people have, and we want to make sure that we are there to answer those and let people know what to expect. And just as a reminder, what to expect is you should receive a postcard invitation second week of March. And if you do not respond to that initial invitation, you'll get a reminder. And then eventually, if there's no response, they will have an enumerator, a U.S. Census worker, go door to door for those people who don't respond. Okay. So obviously we would love to have a really high self-response rate, and I think all of this outreach is really going to help that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I have no voice. Is the timing between March and June? I mean, when's the conclusion?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
My understanding is that it really is going to ramp up on April 1st, which is going to be National Census Day. And there's going to be a lot of activities related to that day. The county, I know in particular, is doing a lot. This has a big event planned for April 1st. Mm-hmm. And we're working with the school district also to do some events. For example, at the Goleta Library, we're going to have a table there, and the first 100 people that come get a bundt cake. So we're trying to get creative and make it fun. But you'll see a lot happening, especially we've gotten really ahead of this, but April 1st will be a big National Census Day. And then as far as how long this goes, my understanding is that it goes through June. And we'll be happy when June comes and we can say this was very successful. Mm-hmm. And that'll be later when we meet with you again. We'll be telling you that, hopefully.
Are there any other questions?
Thank you.
Do we get any sort of an indication on, like, response rate within the process, or no, it's just, it happens and we just continue to encourage participation, and then we ultimately like find out kind of after the window for participation closes?
I believe they do give us an update on how we're doing. And the good news is, in the past, Goleta does have a pretty high self-response rate. Mm-hmm. It's not perfect, but it has been, as in terms of a comparison of 2010, we did have a high self-response rate. But there is a population that we just didn't reach. And as you saw how high the stakes are for Goleta, and with all that's going on in our country right now, in our world, we just want to make sure that that number, isn't more inflamed, and that we have a really good self-response rate. Ideally, we want as close to 100% participation as possible.
Yeah. I was going to ask, I don't know if it's possible for like the April meeting, if we can get some sense for what the participation rate is, and maybe have it as an agenda item in case we want to propose additional efforts.
That's a great idea, and I would be happy to do that.
I think, is my mic on?
Yes. Okay.
How are we dealing with the students that live in Goleta? I mean, both the City College and the UCSB students, are they counted in or out, or is there specific outreach being made to them?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. So, and there is confusion surrounding that.
Yeah.
And that is a population that we do want to target, because there can be confusion and also maybe a little bit of apathy of, well, I don't really live here. I'm from wherever they're from. So we don't want that to happen. And people that are renting also might just say, I'm just renting. I'm just here for a short time. Mm-hmm. I'm really from Bakersfield or wherever. Yeah. So that is a concern. What I know that UCSB and Isla Vista, that's part of the complete count committee, and there's a lot of efforts going underway there. But all of the students that do live in Goleta, that they're just really a part of all of. Right. We're hoping to reach them every way we can with our messaging.
Okay. Any other questions or comment? All right. Thank you. And the next update is the Lead Goleta Community Academy wrap-up.
Okay, well, this is a very exciting topic. I'm really proud to talk to you all tonight about the Lead Goleta Academy that just wrapped up. It was outstanding. We actually have two graduates of our class in the audience, and and I would tell you the rest of them are probably watching. It was the most wonderful group of diverse, engaged community members you could have asked for. And we had such a good time that I think it was great to actually have this tonight so that we could continue to get together. We spent 6 weeks together. We ate chips every 6 weeks for dinner. But it was very bonding, and it couldn't have gone any better. And I will show you how it went. So as a reminder, Lead Goleta, it's a community academy. It's very unique. Not a lot of cities offer an academy such as this. And LEAD stands for Learn, Empower, Advocate, and Discuss. And this academy began in 2019. And the first inaugural class wrapped up in July of 2019. And there were 16 participants in that class. And that one was different. It was, the first class, so you always try and change things to make them better. And what they did with that class is they did it over the course of 6 months. So it was once a month. And it was only for City of Goleta residents. And so what we decided to do this time to try it out was to make it 6 consecutive weeks. And the feedback I got was that was a really good call, because it's easier kind of to say, I'm taking a class and I can commit to it for 6 weeks. So I think that's something we will definitely continue to do. And it was 2 hours every week, every Wednesday night, actually exactly during this time. And what we did this time too is, instead of making it just for City of Goleta residents, we opened it up to all Santa Barbara County residents. Because there's many of us that maybe don't live directly in Goleta, but spend most of our time here, or people that work here, or people that just are interested in how government works and have a connection to Goleta, or they just simply want to learn more. So we wanted to open that up, and we had a great response to that, and we had 25 participants this time. So we were able to offer it to more people. And I think it brought more diversity, even though if you look at the people who did participate, I would say the majority were Goleta residents. There were still others who had very strong connections, and they were able to take the class. So I'm happy that we did that. The program is free. It's open, again, to all Santa Barbara County residents. And in that group of 25 people, the very first night that we had introductions, I was just blown away. It was such a diverse group. You had a high school student, you had college students, you had retirees, you had business professionals, you had just concerned citizens who were all here. And you couldn't have asked for a more diverse group. What is the LEAD Academy? It's really designed to help communities better understand the role that local government plays so they can effectively participate, share that knowledge with others, and even consider a future role in city governance. We should let you know that three graduates of the first LEAD Academy went to serve on commissions. And I would venture to say, I think you're going to see most of these participants continue on with Goleta or with some future with commissions or participation in some way. They all left very motivated and inspired. Each class was interactive, featured different key city departments, all giving a behind-the-scenes view of how the city of Goleta is run. There was no point in this academy that I didn't look out and see every person interested. And you know, you can tell when an audience is bored, and they weren't bored one second. They were all paying attention, writing notes, asking questions. I mean, maybe saying they were on the edge of their seat. This might be a little bit of an exaggeration, but I definitely could say they were very engaged. So here's what we did. I'm going to run through it and show you what we did. And then we're going to show you a video also, which will really, it's better than words is to actually see it. So the very first night, they met each other. And I can't tell you how much fun that was. I had an icebreaker game waiting in the wings so that people could do a fun game to get to know each other. But I had to literally just throw it away because they didn't need it. They got there the first night, and we went around the room, and everybody very articulately explained why they were there. And everyone had different reasons. Some people came because they were not happy with how things were going and didn't like some of the things they were seeing. They were very transparent about that. Other people came because they just loved their city and wanted to learn more. So there was all different reasons, but everybody was very open about that and very transparent, really. And they just bonded right away. They laughed at each other's jokes, and there was no need for an icebreaker game, I'll tell you that. And I thought I'd use it during class, but there was no time because we had too much to cover. Also, the very first night was really magic because they had the opportunity to meet the mayor and every single one of the city council members. They each came out one by one, and we prepared a slide for each of them that was not only their experience and where they come from and the things you would expect. But we also asked them questions like, what's your favorite thing about Goleta? What's your motto for life? So I think people got to really know them better than just, reading their resume and reading, all the things that they've accomplished. So that was something I really liked. So really everyone got a chance to talk to each of them, ask them questions, put a face with a name. And then after that, we also got to hear from our city clerk, who's Deborah Lopez, and she has been with the city for 17 years. So she's also pretty much the historian for the city. And she started us off with a walk down memory lane, and she did a presentation on how the city came to be. And as you all know, it's a great story. And I'm sure you all would love to hear this presentation because you learned so much. And we had some old photographs and stories, and it was just really interesting. And we'll definitely continue to do that. So that was session one. Here's a couple pictures. This is everyone getting up, going around the room, talking, laughing. There's Deborah Lopez at the bottom presenting. And then session two, they came back the next week, and this was one of my very favorite sessions. It was the role of the city attorney, Michael Jenkins. And what I loved about this is I'm new to the city. I'm new to how this all works. And I was sitting, you know, front row with all of them taking notes because I see him at the meetings, but I don't really understand truly what he does. And he got up and explained what a city attorney does. And I have such respect with how complicated and challenging that job is. But I don't think I would have understood it unless I had heard that presentation. It was really eye-opening. So that was a great beginning to session two. And then Michelle Green, our city manager, who just celebrated her 15th year with the city, is probably, you know, arguably the most seasoned city manager in Santa Barbara County. She's been in this role just five years, we're very lucky to have that. And she got up and just gave an overview of the city, and everyone loved that. And then just to get everyone up and moving, we had our assistant city manager, Christy Schmidt, give a tour of City Hall. And they even got to go to the new part of the building that I had never seen either. And as you know, the city just purchased the entire building. So we all got to tour not only the part that's occupied, but the unoccupied space as well. And I think it was just nice to get everybody up and moving. So here everybody is walking around. And then session three. That was very informative as well. And you will ask some of the graduates and they will tell you this was their favorite class. We asked them all at the end what their favorite was. And city finances, how the budget process works, expenditures, just the financial transparency required with city government. So we heard from our finance director, Luke Rio, and he had a great presentation. And again, you would think finances might be a little boring, not to this group. They were on the edge of their seats, I'll say, but they were engaged. Next, we heard from Deborah Lopez again, our city clerk, and she got up and talked about the role of the city clerk, which, as you know, is really the hub of activity, almost really the glue that kind of holds the place together. And people were very interested to hear about her very challenging job and her colleagues as well, and just what they accomplish. And also talking about elections, past, present, and future. Just simple things like, how do you address a city council? As you know, that can be intimidating. So she broke down just some of the lingo involved and some of the formalities that you need to know, and so everyone could understand. And then just to make sure that everybody really got to practice what they were learning, we also did a mock city council meeting, which was probably one of the best moments of this class. And we had a bowl, and we cut all their names up and put them in a bowl, and we drew out, okay, you're the mayor, and you're a city council member, and you're the city clerk, and you're, I think we didn't have an attorney, which was probably a problem. But, you know, they all stepped into their roles, and we had a mock city council meeting. It was short, it wasn't long, but it was enough to get everybody laughing and learning. And we had many concerned community members who had fun bringing their points up. And I think it was great. The homework that we gave the class was to go to a city council meeting or watch one. And fortunately, the timing of this was great because there was two city council meetings in 1 week. We had a special meeting and also the regular meeting. So we said, okay, you have to go to one of those too, or watch them. And so I think, you know, they learned a lot from doing that. And I definitely did as well. Here is some photos. That bottom one right there is of our city council, our mock city council. And I think they look pretty good. I think I told them, I said, you guys You look like a great counsel. And I even, the participant who was the mayor, every time I see her, I'm like, Mayor Stoop, nice to see you. She'll always be the mayor to me after this city council meeting. So session four, this was another crowd favorite. It was on neighborhood services, which, as you know, is a monster of a department to present. We had our director of neighborhood services and public safety, Vito Adamidis, presenting. He presented the budget, the organizational chart, really broke it down. We had our parks and recs manager, Joanne Plummer. She presented. And one thing that we did this time that I'm really proud of that you'll get to see tonight is instead of just telling people and doing a PowerPoint, to actually show them. And so how are people at a class supposed to see all that's happening with parks unless you have a show and tell? So we had videos prepared, like a ride along, where people could actually see what Joanne Plummer is working on, what she's doing and why she loves her job so much. So that was a lot of fun. We also had a presentation on City Assist, which is the way that community members can go and voice concerns about something, or they have a pothole or something that they're concerned about, they can go on our website. Well, that sounds great, but how do people use that? So we had our new position, which is a management analyst that actually is the person that gets all of those City Assist. She's overseeing that entire thing and making sure that when someone writes to City Assist that it's going to the right person. It's not just going in cyberspace. It's actually getting to the right person so that that person's questions are answered and addressed. And I don't think the community knows that there is a dedicated person now who's doing that. That shows a high level of customer service and care. And they got to meet her. She actually showed them how City Assist works, which was great. Then we had a presentation on the library with Allison Gray. And that was wonderful because she showed all the programs and services that the library offers. And I don't think a lot of people really understand how popular the library is. It's definitely not a thing of the past. It's actually being used more than ever before. I just saw a stat recently that said more people went to the library last year than the movies. So she was able to really bring that to life and show them about the library. And then I got to talk about my favorite topic, which is community outreach. And they got to see all the different platforms that we have here at the city. And I got to get a temperature gauge from them about what ones they use, what they'd like to see. And it was very beneficial to me as well. They got to understand the difference between emergency alerts sent from the city versus the county and all of that. So we're kind of now in the final stretch. Session five was really packed. We had Public Works presenting and Planning and Environmental Review. As you know, just one of those topics could have taken, 5 hours. So it was condensed and really informative. I won't even begin to try and explain all that they covered, but I will let you know that I think the participants learned a lot. We did another video ride-along with our Public Works Director, Charlie Ebling, and they got to really see what Public Works is doing and what all is involved with that department. And our very last session was on public safety. And we had the Goleta Police Department here. We had a canine team. We had our new community resource deputy. And people had a lot of questions about public safety. And we also heard from our emergency services director or manager. Am I saying his name wrong? Emergency services manager, coordinator, actually. Michael Barris, who talked about preparing for emergencies, what the city is doing, and also personally what each participant could do to be better prepared for an emergency. Just basic information that we all should be doing. Great reminders. So that was an excellent session. And then we had our graduation. Our graduation was a lot of fun. We kind of did a kumbaya session, for lack of a better word. Everybody sat around. We all talked about what we loved about the class, what we learned, our favorite class. And it was just wonderful to hear how much people loved it. And also, it was great because we had our city manager and our city council members and the mayor all here, and they got to hear how much everyone loved the class, what they learned, and they also got to thank each of them for their dedication. Because, you know, it is a lot to ask. 6 weeks, we had a Dos Pueblos High School student for 6 weeks during finals. You know, he showed up, and everyone came back week after week to be here and give up their time. So I was very impressed with this group. With that, I think what I'd like to do, and here we are, that's the graduating class. So I know it's hard to see all these faces because there's a lot of them, but I think you can just tell it's a great cross-section of people that all had a really good time. And it was a great positive in a world where there's, you know, a lot of negative things happening. This was all positive. So I'm happy to tell you about it. And also now to show you a video of how it went, if you would take a look.
I just want to welcome you all to the second ever Lead the Lita Community Academy.
The city of Goleta is really unique in that it offers a community academy. And the community academy is designed for people to get a behind-the-scenes look at how a city operates. And they spend 6 weeks digging into all sorts of topics and different aspects of city government.
For me, it really helped me get an understanding of all the mechanisms of local government, and I really enjoyed learning about this is where the action's happening, this is where change is being made, and I wanted to be a part of that.
The LEAD Academy stands for Learn, Empower, Advocate, and Discuss, and that is exactly what is done during this six-week program. It's people coming together that are interested in local government. Some people come wanting to know more about their own city, and others want maybe to pursue a career in local government.
It's been really interesting, it's been really enlightening, it's been really engaging. I've learned so much about this community that I've lived in for a really long time. I love Goleta, but I definitely did not fully grasp just how complex an operation running a city is.
We really packed it in over the course of 6 weeks. They did a lot. They learned the very first night how the city came to be. They took a walk down memory lane with our city clerk, who really is a historian and really has a great memory of all the events that led up to how the city came to be. They got to meet each of the city council members, the mayor.
Where are we able to really put money and help make a difference in the homeless population?
And really put a face to the names. I think it was a great way to start out the class.
I got introduced to the city council. I saw how the city government ran. I was introduced to different aspects, such as finances. And it was a very, very good program.
Another class was an overview of the city. Presented by our amazing and fantastic city manager, Michelle Green, who is extremely experienced as a city manager, and shared really what the backbone of what the city believes in and the guiding principles.
Our city attorney's offices are here.
We also heard from our assistant city manager, Christy Schmidt. She took the participants on a tour of City Hall. I think it was nice for them to get up, move around, actually get to walk around and see how the City Hall is laid out and just really get a behind the scenes look of City Hall.
This is the public counter here. They're always grappling for space.
Everybody who presented, they're so smart. They're so passionate about this community, about making it such a great place to live. It just makes me appreciate where I am and where I'm raising my kids even more.
Any resident under 18 seen traveling on a street after 10 p.m. would be subject to 30 hours of community service.
Another one of the favorite parts of this class was when we did a mock city council meeting. Instead of just
hearing and watching how a city council meeting is run, they actually got to take a stab at it themselves. There was a person who was assigned to be the mayor, the city clerk, the city council members. We had concerned citizens, and we played out a scenario.
I also think that this opens up the doors for things like age profiling.
It really was an engaging conversation, and it really was a great opportunity for them to see how that would be presented at a city council meeting. I think what the participants learned over the course of the 6 weeks is just how skilled all of the department heads are and all the different facets that go into a city, from finance to public works to planning, neighborhood services, public safety, emergency preparedness, and they learned what goes into a project from conception to construction.
One of the most insightful parts that I just never really understood is how local government budgets work, especially as somebody who grew up in the neighborhood. Facilities that kids use, like parks and rec, to just general renovation and care and maintenance of the Elwood Monarch Butterfly Grove, which is also a really important site to people who live in Goleta.
Right behind me is the intersections with State Route 217 or Ward Memorial Drive. The roundabouts will replace the traffic signals, and in the end, we'll have a better functioning roadway that'll have higher capacity and less congestion and delay for the average driver.
One thing we did differently in this class, we presented them with a video ride-along of whatever the topic was they were watching. So they got to go on a video ride-along with our public works director and actually see the projects that are being worked on and all the great new things that are happening. So I think being able to do a show and tell rather than just having them sit and watch made it all the more engaging. Another eye-opening session was hearing from our city attorney.
I have to advise the city on new developments in the law. I have to deal with litigation and lawsuits.
A lot of people don't realize all that goes into that profession. Another great presentation was on the Goleta Valley Library from our very experienced librarian, Allison Gray. People were very interested to hear how a library is run and just all the different programs and services that are offered.
I have to say that it's been a very fulfilling, incredibly informative experience. I think that if you are interested in the improvement of your own city and the improvement of your own neighborhood, it's just really, really important that you take a class like this to really get an understanding of how your voice can be crucial and a formative part of the discussion for the improvement of Goleta.
This group was fantastic. They came from all walks of life, all different backgrounds and experiences. They were very diverse. You had a high school student, college students, business professionals, retirees. It really just ran the gamut. But everyone had one thing in common. They all were coming here because they wanted to learn more about the city of Goleta and in general, how a city is run.
Everybody sort of came together from these different stages of life and different backgrounds. And we all heard each other and we all, I think, learned from each other and grew over the course of the 6 weeks. And I think everybody had a positive experience and everybody has gained something from the last 6 weeks.
I would recommend this to other students. It's very good, especially if you want to get into government later in life. And even if you don't, it's a good way to see what the government does.
It just really made me appreciate how much goes on behind the scenes. It touches every aspect of your life. And so I just really appreciate learning about all of that.
The transparency, the access is refreshing, it's amazing, and it actually lures me to keep me here in the area, because where else can you actually make a difference?
Would definitely recommend this program. I'm gonna ask my husband to come. So I'll get a few free nights.
You guys basically sold this town to me, and I couldn't imagine picking up and going anywhere else.
I was just so pleased to hear that you were excited about some of the same topics that I'm excited about and the things that we are working on all the time. And it's one of the things I really enjoy about my job is being able to connect to our residents here in Goleta.
This was an awesome 6 weeks. We had a great time. We learned a ton. I'm really proud of this class for coming together, for caring enough about being educated about the city. And we hope that some of these individuals will come back and work for the city, or at the very least that they will be ambassadors for the city and go out and educate others about what they learned.
It's sparked an engagement in me. I will definitely get involved, more involved in my community, hopefully more involved in the city, 100%.
Absolutely.
I have two shout outs. First to the two participants that are here. Thank you for participating and thank you for all your enthusiasm. It's great to see that. And a shout out for the other participants that are not here but that are watching us. So I think that's a great thing. And you and that lady said it at the end that we hope also that you guys continue to participate and help us with engaging other people in our area, because it's great. And another shout out, it was three already, right? So the last shout out is for JC Hunter, who is now the community resource of, officer, right?
Yes.
He's great, and I was so happy to see the city of Goleta get him as a community resource.
Agree. Yeah. I worked with him at the sheriff's office prior, and he's very proactive, and he's extremely knowledgeable and experienced, and cares deeply. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Thank you for all that effort.
Were you able to gauge the likelihood that the participants would actually join commissions or want to be part of certain commissions or take on certain issues in a way that followed from these sessions?
I definitely believe that we're going to see many of those faces that you saw in the video and in the class photo. I think they're going to be lifers. Personally, I think it lit a fire for all of them, and who knows, you know, the depths of what each of them will do, but many of them mentioned wanting to continue on and definitely take their knowledge and use it. So I think we have, I mean, I feel personally like I have 25 new friends that I didn't have before, and I think the city has 25 new friends that will take that information and spread it, and also hopefully continue on with Goleta or somewhere pursuing public service.
I just want to say thank you for the participants that are here, and I hope that you continue to be engaged in the city of Goleta. And another thing, I also like the fact that there was a response about that transparency in government, how local government is very transparent. It's your neighbors, the people that live in this area, that you can come in here, you can ask questions, you can see government function. So I just wanted to say that. And again, thank you.
I think another thing that we also saw that I want to point out is it wasn't, you can tell people were interested because they came back week after week. If they weren't, they would have said, "Ugh, that wasn't for me. I'm busy." But no matter what, they came back, and everybody seemed really excited to come back the next week, and they couldn't wait for what the next class was going to be. And again, you could look out and see everyone interested in what was being talked about. There wasn't, you know, that looking around and looking at the clock. And actually, I asked them every class if they wanted a break, and no one wanted a break. There were no bathroom breaks. I mean, we had some chips in the back of the room that they would maybe go run and grab. I didn't even see anyone get water. I mean, they were hardcore.
Right. Well, and I guess they're going to have the perfect opportunity with the census work that we need to do. So that would be awesome if we can roll them in the whole process, you know.
And I think that's one thing that we all, this was such a positive experience that we don't want to lose the momentum. So we do have another LEAD Academy class. That's the beauty of having a 6-week class is that you can do it again, mm-hmm. And fit more people and more people to get to have that experience. So we have another class starting actually September 9th. And it ends October 14th. It'll be every Wednesday night during that time period. And we already have a list of people who are interested.
Are you still accepting applications?
Yes, we are still accepting applications. And anybody who's interested, please go to City of Goleta website, cityofgoleta.org, and you can click on the LEAD Academy and fill out an interest card, right?
Well, we took down the application. I thought we were going to put it up closer to the
day, okay.
But we can get that up if people
yes.
want to
see it. We had it up for a little while, and you know, it's kind of far off. But I think with as busy as everybody is, it's good to already have it on your calendar and look forward to it. So we'll put that back up for everybody starting tonight. And also, I'd love to hear your thoughts on. You know, what you think maybe we could do also just to improve upon it and maybe keep these folks who are engaged and keep them involved. I really don't know if they're going to need much talking into after that class, but.
May I?
Yes.
Yes, one of the things I'd like to see, if I know it's taken a lot of time for the investment for these participants, but I don't know if they would be interested in coming back and talking to the new classes that are coming in about their experiences. I think that would help. That's just an observation.
And given our particular function, it would. I haven't figured this out yet, and I don't know that anybody has precisely, but at some point we are going to be talking about districts. Yeah. And including community members in the process of organizing the city and districts. And so my guess is that the participants live all over Goleta, in all different parts of Goleta, and may have some views about how things look and where, how to divide lines and so on. And so it would be good to know, once we figure out our actual process for doing the redistricting, or the districting, how we might get some of the participants involved in thinking about it and viewing the maps and so on.
It's a great idea. Mm. Another, some other feedback we got is we did have one high school student, and you know, we applauded him every week when he came back. We were so proud of him. I still need to call his principal and just remind him what a great student he has at Dos Pueblos. But we want more students involved, and you know, we put the word out, but we could be more proactive about getting more students.
Well, I have ideas. Well, first of all, I know now why he was coming. I know why he was leaving practice early. He plays golf with me, actually. That's why. But they're like every seniors take a government class, but high school students are really busy at that time. That's when the kids start their homework. But if you were to like integrate it into the like a week long, or like something like that, because it's six sessions. If you did it in, like. If you did six sessions at the school during 1 week, then kids, I think, there are definitely a lot more kids like Kyle, for sure. So,
yeah, it was pretty funny. Kyle, the first night when we went around and said, you know, why are you here? He just got up and said, my dad thought this was a good idea. But I think you saw his interview at the end. I think, you know, we'll see more of Kyle and hopefully his friends as well. Mm-hmm.
We will have more ideas, I'm sure, but we will tell you later when we have them.
Absolutely. I'm just so excited to share this with you, and I definitely don't want the night to go by without thanking Jamie Shaw. She was in the trenches with me every week. You know, to put on a class like this and to really have it be the quality of what we were able to do took a lot of work, and it would be Wednesday and we'd go, oh my gosh, we got to do the next one. And you know, we were so lucky in Goleta because every person that presented did such a great job. I mean, they all know their stuff. They are professional. They were all prepared, and they definitely took every second they had to get information across in a way that people could understand it. and I thought they were very informative, and just every single speaker brought a lot to the table. So, but Jamie worked really hard to get all the PowerPoints together, and you know, the good news is we have it now, and we have this class that went really well, and we can repeat it in the fall.
Yeah, my only thought was if there's a way to, like, connect us more closely with them. I mean, I think we probably all could benefit from that kind of, like, deep knowledge of how the city runs, and then they probably could participate in more of the conversations here because this is the public engagement. It sort of seems like there's a natural connection point there. And then I would assume they probably have a ton of ideas, which I also imagine you probably are collecting from them on ways that they could participate. But I thought of the idea of them becoming sort of like this alumni cohort where they could be engaged as like a distinct population around like events that are coming up and kind of like show up similar to how we are engaged in that capacity to sort of keep them connecting periodically, like in a meaningful way.
I agree. I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd also like to thank Kelly. I don't think anybody appreciates how great a job she did on this and all the other things she does. Yeah. Have you seen all the emails going out? Much more informative than we used to get. It's really nice. And I think people read those and have more of a feeling that the city really does care, that they know something. And I think that makes a really big difference. It isn't that the city doesn't want you to know. It's just that it was getting the word out to them, and I think probably the census will be more successful here than ever before because of the work that's now being done. And I appreciate all she's been doing for the city.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. There was such a great foundation here laid with communication, and it's been nice to, you know, bring my own experience and things new and kind of add to it. And I know we're all busy and you kind of need anyone to help break down information so that you don't have to go searching for it. So thank you for noticing that. And also to Jamie, who we are both really committed to that cause. Thank you.
No other comments or questions? All right, we're moving on to approval of the Public Engagement Commission meeting minutes from November 13th, 2019.
I would like to have an addition to a sentence, a little added on to the sentence under C1, the zoning ordinance. We discussed this, and the final sentence says the Public Engagement Commission provided direction to staff. And I think it should say that we indicated that a mailed notice was well worth the mailing costs of the city. That it made it out in publications, the NewsHawk, Ed Hat, I think everybody mentioned it. But I think it would be nice to have it here to say what we actually said, not that we just told them to say something.
Does she have to do like a formal I motion or whatever and then somebody second? Okay, great.
Okay. I move that we add on to section C1 that we direct staff to say that the PEC considered mail noticing to be worth the mailing cost to the city. I was trying to condense it so it didn't string out. And with that, approval of the minutes.
Is there a second for that motion?
I'll second that.
All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
And I'd like to abstain since I wasn't here.
Yeah. So does that pass with four of us? Great. Thank you. And then I believe you also made a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes. Yeah.
Great. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
Fantastic. All in favor of approving the minutes with the addition?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain. And I abstain.
Great. Thank you. So the last item is future agenda items. I'm not sure, is that an open discussion?
Sure, if there's anything that you would like us to bring forward next time. I think we all talked about doing an update on census and how it's going. Mm-hmm. So we'll definitely talk about that. But if there's anything else that you want us to bring to you, please let us know. But I'm sure we'll have material come up between now and then, too.
What about what you proposed about, brainstorm about how can we bring the lead class that just finished to,
that's a good
to
idea.
Assist us or to be a part of us in any way? So that would be...
I like that, a discussion item on the LEAD program and Public Engagement Commission kind of like partnering or working together more closely. That's a great idea.
I see a nod from our participants. Yes, they're saying thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Liking.
And I would like to see if we can get one, some sort of timeline about the districting process. Okay. Because by the next... Where are we? We're February. So in April, the census will still be going on, but at some point we will have results from the census and have to move into gear to do the districting if we're going to be in time for the 2022 election. We're going to have to work. And so it strikes me that any kind of timeline we can work around to figure out what's the process going forward, when we're getting a demographer, what it all means, how to have the public meetings. We've all been on for 2 years, and we're all itching to do that because that's what we, you know, mostly signed up to do. And so whatever we can have is the next discussion about the process going forward.
Great. You got it. We'll definitely come back to you with that information.
Any other agenda items? Great. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn?
I've moved, so.
I do before we go.
Oh,
I
yes,
have
go.
One just a reminder, just mark your calendars. We'll send out information, but we do have the State of the City dates. So April 11th, or 13th, April 13th, which is a Monday night at 6:30 at Goleta Valley Community Center. Will be the community state of the city. We'd love to see all of you there. And then the chamber, Goleta Chamber of Commerce, is putting on the state of the city on April 16th at 11:30 in the afternoon at the Bacara.
At 11:30?
Yes. So our Public Engagement Commission meeting is scheduled for April 15th, which might be a lot to pack in for that week, because it's a big week for the city. So we'll be in touch as to whether we need to reschedule that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. So Commissioner Uribe had done a motion to adjourn. Does anyone want to second that?
Oh, sure.
I don't even know
second.
If that's needed, but I'm taking it.
Great.
All in favor of adjourning, if this is a real thing? Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.